when it's being weaned.
A lois of a calf neck.
The noise, the sound that a calf.
Or the sound what he made?
Uh-huh.
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Uh-huh.
How would you spell that? M-A-M-A?
I guess. But you say the calf began to
low.
Uh-huh. And you say the calf lows?
Calf lowing. Maybe lowing for his mom, you see.
Uh-huh.
Now he'll be laying, she'll leave him here. Laying right down that side, that under the bushes there, in some straw. Where is she going on all the way around yonder to feed to get her something to eat?
Mm-hmm.
When she go feed to get her something to eat, about 4 or 5 o'clock, she thinks about the calf, for baby.
Mm-hmm.
Where she come on back before she get to him, you hear, Now he gonna know his language, her language.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna break right to his mama. There can be 10 calves there. Man, he run to his mama, she'll know him, and she'll kick the other way. Ain't that wise? That's true now. You know, we got to have plenty of cattle around here.
Uh-huh.
Every cow knows her own calf.
Mm-hmm.
And every calf knows his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 or 15 minutes after they're born, they'll know their mama. You can go out there, and a day or two after they're born, and you could ease up there, and he ain't gonna let you come up to him. He jump up and fly. But mama call him, and he'll stop for her. That's funny, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. It's solid.
How do you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Get out of the pasture. All right. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Ooh, come on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they run over you. Now, we had them. We say that. Had a John Deere tractor. We had a tractor out there in the past, and when that tractor started popping, they hear that tractor, they gonna make it to it. But the minute you call, you light out and try to beat them to the house, cause they be all around you waiting for something to eat. All right, you give them salt and meal. Now, the way to get cattle up, you never fool them.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle is just like a person. If you fool them, there's no confidence, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And when you fool a cow, and call and didn't give her nothing, she ain't gonna come the next time.
Mm-hmm.
She stand off low a few times, go back to eating grass. But now if every time you feed them a little something, they gonna come to you every time.
Mm-hmm. How do you call a calf?
A cow?
Calf.
A cat?
Calf.
A calf?
Uh-huh.
Shoo calf, shoo calf, shoo, shoo, shoo.
Uh-huh.
Come on here, shoo, shoo. When I gentle run. Now that's the way you call a calf. But now, a calf ain't coming to you very much on a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a calf got to be as much as 4 to 6 months old and play with him, chilling more, before he come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Calf do not make friends in coming to you by a cold. Mm-hmm. Now, the older he get, the more he come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't come on a cold, you see. Now, I've known children play with calves. Come on, yeah, shoo, shoo, shoo. And he come running.
Mm-hmm.
You can't catch a calf, because you grown, you see, but he know the children.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, we had that language once.
Uh-huh.
Me and a fella went once to a man's house, and he bought 2 bull-yelling calves about that high.
Mm-hmm.
And carried them home, put them in a lot. So that fall would turn them out. Another man took them and carried them, put them in his pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told us about it, so we got at him about it. When we got at him, he said it is his calves. He raised those calves. All right, we pitched in and went back to the man where we brought them, bought them from. So we went back to the man where we bought them from, so he said, yeah, says, I know him.